Hello.
Hi, Carrie. How's everything going?
Hi.
Okay. So let me get right to it. I know your time is valuable. What is your last name?
Lee.
Lee, L-E-E?
Yep.
And your first name, is it C-A-R-Y, Carrie?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Carrie, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
Carrie Lebo. CARYLEEBO at gmail.com.
Okay. And then the business itself is service based, right? Meaning that there's not like a physical address that we would be promoting, no showroom or location to promote for the business itself?
No.
Okay, that's totally understandable. Google expects since you go out to the customer to not have customers come to you or have a physical address. The 1594 Grant Drive, though, is that your residence?
Yeah.
Okay, so we won't promote that address anywhere. Google doesn't want someone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially if you're out in the field most days. You're going to be listed just Lexington, Kentucky, not even the zip code, but certainly not that physical street address. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, like I said, we'll schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Before I get you off the phone, and it takes about 3 or 4 minutes, I do need to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's that fixed flat rate of exactly $199 a month with the website included, etc. Now, as far as that $199, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover, a Visa. Is it your name on that card, Carrie Lee, or is there any middle initial?
No, just Carrie Lee.
Okay. You said it was a Visa card, Carrie. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Hang on. Excuse me.
No problem.
Okay, it's 4430.
Yes, sir.
4100.
Okay.
8914.
Yes, sir.
1561.
Okay, perfect. And then carry the expiration month and year.
Oh my God, I ain't got my glasses. I can't see. It's just so small.
I know it.
Shoot. Oh man. Looks like 02/20/26.
Okay. 02/20/26. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
It looks like 712. I was using this card so much, I said, remember this.
Yeah.
782. 782. I'm out so I can get my reading glasses.
Okay. That's okay too. Just take me with you and I'll do the voice verification and then we'll correct that if it needs to be improved. But like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually though pretty straightforward. And it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Carrie. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Innovations and Solutions.
That's exactly how I have that. And the and is spelled out, right? A-N-D, not the symbol for the word and.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Carrie Lee, owner, operator.
Okay. And Carrie, as the owner and operator of Innovations and Solutions, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
of course, make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa card in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. Then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area are actually able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Carrie, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect, yeah. As long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. And it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Carrie, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your business. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we will already be providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know, Carrie, so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Mr. Lee, that's fair enough, right? Carrie?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to build out your website, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers don't come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so the information is always accurate for your company online. Now, with it being month to month, the setup fees waived, that flat rate, and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 8th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. Carrie, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. And again, Carrie, that rate will never go up on you. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and of course you can pause the service, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Lee, all that we do request to prevent the charge to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Carrie, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Lee, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So for that card, the back of it, is it 782? 782 on the back of the card?
Yes.
It is. And is it 02 of 2026 for the expiration date?
Yeah.
The card itself was at 4430-4100-8914-1561.
Yep.
Yeah. And that bill is at the 1594 Grant Drive in Lexington, 40511?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Lee, in about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't.
Okay, that's okay. You can get that by way of email in about a minute. By the way, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address will also be on that confirmation email. You'll receive that email as well as another email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Mr. Lee, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Mr. Lee, when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to quickly walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And, of course, you can actually still be working as long as you can carry on a conversation with our technician. The call takes about a half an hour. We schedule at the top of each hour. So I could do anywhere between 11 o'clock and 6 o'clock. With the one exception of their lunch break. But did you want something kind of late morning or early afternoon or maybe right at the end of the day?
11:30 is
fine. From 11 to 11:30, so this next hour, that'll be fine, as long as you're available to carry on that conversation. It's a little bit late for our automated system to send you the reminder email. That usually does go out an hour prior. But I will send you a calendar invite instead. The calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. But it's just going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. I did want to add a little bit of extra security on your account. If I am actually in between phone calls at 11 o'clock when our technician's ready to call you, I'll be on the first part of that call just to introduce you to your technician before handing it over to them. I may already be on a call, in which case they'll call you on their own. So if I'm not on that call, I did want to put a little bit of extra security on the account, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they're with Innovations and Solutions, even if it's you, Mr. Lee, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to that question. And more importantly, Carrie, moving forward, anyone who calls you and tells you that they're with Google or Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 30 seconds, politely let them go. If they're asking you for money, just politely let them go. Again, the voice verification is for your protection, and it is clear that it bills once a month on today's date, and then, of course, it's just for the $199. So it bills on the 8th for $199, never a penny more. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Mr. Lee, which would you want for your security question?
My pet.
Your first pet? And then what is the answer?
Poncho.
Poncho? P-O-N-C-H-O?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Poncho. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message?
Yeah. Okay. I heard something. Ding, let me... Do you know which one it came in? You don't know?
There's a couple of different emails.
Hold on.
No problem.
You here?
I'm here.
Okay, Local Splash. Okay, I got like three of them, so which one do I click on?
Yeah, I wish the system didn't send them all at the same time. The one that we want you to look at is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. The welcome email just has the client support information. I think that information is actually on all of them. But the one that we want you to see says Local Splash Initial Invoice. So if you click on that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
So go to the...
Click on the click here. It'll go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side.
So I go to the invoice?
The one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, but in the body of the email at the top, it says, please click here to accept the subscription term. So click on that blue click here.
Okay, I don't see what it's saying, click here.
But it's
Local Splash Invoice. Yeah, I don't see what it's saying. Click here.
You see the invoice, though, right?
Yeah. Invoice
okay.
At the bottom where it says reply all and forward.
At the very top, it says, hello, Carrie. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
No, I was just saying Local Splash Invoice. And I'm saying hello, Carrie. Hold on for a second. Let me go back to the other one. Local Fed, I should need Local Fed. Welcome.
Yeah, it should be the other one.
Okay, I'm on the one that says, hello, Carrie. Welcome to Local Fed.
Perfect. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms?
Nope.
No. So you're on the welcome email. That's not the right one.
Well, I switched it because the other one wasn't saying click here neither.
Okay.
This is the only one that's saying, hello, Carrie, welcome to Local Splash. The other one didn't say that.
Right. So this one says, hello, Carrie, welcome to Local Splash. We're passionate about putting your business on the first page. That one?
Yeah.
All right. That's your welcome email. It does have the client support information on there, but the other ones do as well. So that one's kind of superfluous, really. You don't need that one. The one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Do you see that one?
Local said, hello, okay, thanks for choosing. Yeah, I still don't see nothing where it's telling me to click on. Oh, here it is. Please click. It's so small, even with my glasses, I can't hardly see it. So you want me to click? Let me click here?
Yeah, the click here. So if you click on the click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about Google Business Profile Optimization on the left side. Do you see that?
Man, it's telling me to please click here, but it's not doing nothing. I'm trying to click on it, it's not doing nothing.
Well, I suppose our technician can walk you through that in the follow-up call at 11 o'clock today. If you're not able to open that up, just at the bottom, if you see it, it's not opening up at all for you right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it says please click here, but it's not doing it.
Okay. When you see that opening up. Well, our technician can walk you through that.
Okay, wait a minute. It says username and password.
Yeah, okay. If it's asking you for a username and a password, don't worry about that at this point. You can stop right there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just our automated system thinking that you're trying to log into your tracking system. You don't have to actually do that. But our technician can walk you through the rest of that at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. Well, you're all set and squared away. I appreciate you, Mr. Lee. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
Okay, so when will I start getting the calls after I talk to the technician?
Yeah, it's going to take us a few days to get everything set up, but that's the whole point of the client interview.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, Mr. Lee. I appreciate you. Take care, sir.
Okay, fine.
All right. You too. Bye now.